God is faithful. As we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and forgives us and cleanses us of all unrighteousness. Our God not only forgives us, he sets us free to serve him, to worship him with our lives. This winter, our church leadership team felt called and directed by God to seek him and how we might live our lives unshackled for him, set free from debt and from our fears as well. Anything that would hold us back from giving and sharing everything that belongs to him. So we began this journey a few months ago, beginning with a class, Financial Peace University. This is just the beginning for us as a church, as we explore more of this wonderful call that God has given to each of us to love and serve him completely with our lives. I want to invite forward here at this time Dan Strandy, who has served as our chair for our Unshackled Committee, and also Roy and Sue Berry, if you'd come on up. Dan Hunter and Nicole Christian-Jerna, and Dan Campbell. Would you guys come on up? Dan, a few words you'd like to share.
Thank you, Phil. Good morning to everyone. Unshackled. Freeing oneself from the bondage of debt through biblically principled money management. As Phil mentioned, Maple Park Church kicked off formally the Unshackled Initiative and Ministry in mid-January with three offerings of Dave Ramsey's Financial Peace University 9-week course. We had a course on Monday evening, Tuesday evening, and Thursday evening. We had 100 individuals representing over 30 families attending those three classes. And actually, Maple Park had conducted a class this past spring and this past fall before launching our Unshackled Initiative and Ministry. Just very briefly, Financial Peace University teaches that biblically centered money management is 80% behavior and 20% knowledge. In essence, it's not rocket science. It's focused intensity over time with God and his word as our guide to produce amazing momentum and impact. You're going to hear about some of that through these testimonies this morning. But I'd like to share with you kind of the dollars and cents piece of that. So what was the impact of just these three classes that were completed this last week? Debt reduced, $81,178. Savings increased, $50,371. Total impact, $131,549, or just under $4,400 per family. Now, when you amortize that momentum for a year, because this was done in, keep in mind, just about 2 months, that's just under $790,000 annualized in 1 year. When we look at the five classes that Maple Park has conducted thus far, $303,780 debt reduced, $128,200 savings increase, total impact of $431,974. Again, annualizing that momentum for those five classes, $2.6 million in impact. It's amazing. You get a sense of what the momentum can do. Think about that throughout every member of this congregation. How God's blessed us. God owns it all. So what might that impact be like for kingdom purposes? As Dave Ramsey states in his course, you know, we need to live like no one else now in terms of money management so that later we can live and give like no one else. And, you know, the other thing that's an aspect of Financial Peace University is eliminating one of those sources of temptation for debt and also a reality of debt. And that's credit cards. So part of it, we have some fun cutting up credit cards. And I want to show you, I think it's under here, just from our classes, there's the credit cards that were cut up. They're no longer going to be debt creators. They're giving a lot of folks sitting in here a greater sense of financial peace and a greater ability to live and give like no one else. But you know what? What's most important is how Unshackled and Financial Peace University impacts our faith and our most important relationships. So with that in mind, I would like to ask Roy and Sue to come forward.
To those who don't know us, I am Roy Berry, and this is my better half, Susan. We have been married 48 years and have raised 4 children, and I recently retired from Boeing's about 4 years ago after working for them for 22 years. So why did I attend Financial Peace University? It was recommended to me by the pastors and other church brothers who have my best interest in mind. What did I learn? I learned many things, and now Sue and I are putting them to work in our lives together. As I said, Sue is my better half, and there are many reasons why I say that, and this is one of them. For over 48 years, Sue has been handling the finances, and she has done a great job. Every month, Sue balances the checkbook to the penny and pays the bills. And I kept my nose out of it. We learned in the first lesson that this is wrong. And so now we work together, filling out monthly cash flow plans and allocated spending plans. If Sue was to die and I was left and nothing had changed, where would have I been?
Well, Roy and I just completed this 9-week financial peace classes. To tell you the truth, we almost didn't go. Because we don't have any debt and we're not in the middle of a financial crisis. But we did go and we did benefit. As Roy has already told you, I've been the bill payer for almost 48 years. We quickly learned that we are partners, and it is important that both of us fully participate in all things, including managing our money. I'm the nerd in our relationship, and Roy is the free spirit. Imagine how I felt when I realized that I'd forgotten to pay the second half of our property taxes in October. You see, when you no longer have a house payment, you have to remember and pay those yourself. I felt sick, and I told God about it. He already knew. But then I had to tell Roy. Imagine the look on his face. Anyway, I felt better when I realized that we had a fully funded emergency fund, and this was an emergency. So I wrote a check and paid the delinquent taxes plus the late fee, sent it off, and that was the end of it. This class has opened up new lines of communication for Roy and I and cooperation. And we now are both aware of where the money goes. Now Roy could take over if he had to. Together, we're making intentional choices and decisions that we both feel good about. The biggest benefit in not having debt is greater peace of mind. God has been our provider for all these years, and we've been reminded that He is the owner of everything. We are just managers. It's important to remember that because it sets us free to serve and to give. I once heard an example from a story about how they capture monkeys. Monkeys love fruit and nuts, so when people want to trap and catch these monkeys, they drill small holes into a hollow tree. The monkeys climb the tree to get the nuts, and when they stick their little hands into the hole in the tree, they clench their fists around the nuts, and they try to pull their hand out, but they cannot because their hand is bigger than the hole. They could be free if only they would open their hand and drop the nuts, but they won't do it. They want it. So there they are, stuck. They have been captured because they won't let go of that nut. Some people have the same problem. I know we have in the past. They could make some temporary sacrifices in view of the long-term gain, but they're not willing. They hold on for dear life to what they believe is theirs, but it all belongs to God, and He wants us to hold everything with open hands. There is so much joy and peace when we do that.
I want to leave you with a question. If you have not made up your mind to go to a financial peace class, this is my Bible. It is in an electronic version of the NIV, New and Old Testament. I can look up verses and words. And if I type in the word money, it comes up in over 20 books of the Bible. Why do you think God is so interested in this word and subject? Because God wants us to have peace in every area of our lives, including money.
Hi there. For those of you that don't know us, I'm Dan, and this is my far better half, Nicole. As Phil asked us to share kind of what we got out of the class, what we learned, we both came to basically the same conclusion. Obviously, the financial aspect of it is very important, just the advice and tips that Dave gives through through the class as far as handling money and how to plan, especially for your future. And we both thought that was important, but more importantly, we found the relational aspect, just kind of how you deal with each other as far as communicating, planning together, and making all your decisions together. We thought that was very important. And then also just the relationship with God. Obviously, as Roy and Sue shared, Dave emphasizes that what we've been given financially is not given to us to be owners of, but more just to be managers of. So God entrusts us with financial blessings, and it's our job to look over that, but also to give back and to share what we've been given with others. The final lesson basically talks just completely about that, about how we are to be just the managers of God's money, basically, and just when you realize that and start thinking that way, it just changed completely how you handle money and how willing you are to give back, give to others. You see others in need and you really just want to give and want to help. So it definitely changed how we think about money and how we deal with money, and everything. I think all the changes were for the better as far as how to handle that as we plan for our future, and then how we handle communicating with one another and making decisions together. So,
I'd like to share how God has blessed our church financially and what I've recently learned in the area of stewardship. As you know, 5 years ago, our church took on a $1.6 million mortgage on our new building that we had to build due to a devastating fire. Shortly after taking out the mortgage, the financial crisis hit, and our cash flow began to go negative. Church giving declined. There was a stretch where we were falling short as much as $12,000 a month. It was serious. Our church leadership kept the faith. Everybody believed God would carry us through this difficult time, but nobody knew how. We initiated a capital campaign which would help in the long term, but was not the short-term help that we needed. A refinance helped some. Expenses were trimmed, and our staff sacrificed, and that helped some. We re-amortized our loan a couple of times, and that helped. During this time, ministry couldn't expand the way that we would have liked it to. But last year, things changed. In a very significant way. Your giving increased significantly. Your next step giving kept coming in. Your general fund giving kept coming in. We began to run monthly surpluses even through the summer months. So here is what has been done. Every dollar that you mark next step has been used to pay down the mortgage. Every dollar. A portion of our mortgage payment, as you know, goes toward the principal. And this last year, we've used our monthly surplus to pay down our mortgage. And finally, we used some of our unallocated cash reserves to pay down the mortgage balance. And as of today, we've paid off $545,000 of our original mortgage. And our outstanding balance sits at approximately $1,055,000. The shackles are beginning to come off. We are gaining momentum. It is possible, if current trends continue, to retire our mortgage debt in 6 years. It is possible. God is using you, and our debt is coming down. And on behalf of the Finance Committee and the trustees, we want to thank you for your faithfulness. Now, about what I've learned. My dad taught me to tithe when I was a child. And Delaine and I have been faithful to God in that area throughout the years. Unfortunately for me, that's as far as it went when it came to giving. 2 years ago, I read a book, The Hole in Our Gospel. You might have heard about it. And then a few months after that, our home fellowship began a study of another book, The Treasure Principle. And I began to see that I was called to be a better steward and that I had fallen short. We began to focus on small, steady, consistent, incremental improvements in our giving. We moved our stewardship beyond the tithe, and we plan to keep improving. Here's what happened. I'm energized. I have purpose in my life I didn't have before. Creativity, vision, productivity have exploded. Doors have opened. I don't desire to retire. I am discovering new ways to serve God, and it goes on and on and on. Delaine and I feel blessed, and we want to be a blessing to others. And at a time in our lives when we should be excited to retire and enjoy a life of leisure, we're looking to God for the next challenge. Dave Ramsey says, giving changes us and makes us better. I think it does. And I'm beginning to discover what stewardship means for me. One last thing It's been almost a year since Stuart got sick, and I can say that he's 100%. Thank you for your prayers.
Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Thank you, each of you, for sharing your thoughts and what you have learned, what God has been teaching you. After the service today, Beverly Weiss has prepared a couple of cakes for us to celebrate together this milestone that we are celebrating as a church family. And all of us are continuing to be called by God to consider this invitation to trust Him, to follow Him with everything that He's given to us. What you're going to hear in the second half of the service is how God has blessed us and equipped us to go out and do His mission. It's a beautiful thing that God has orchestrated, I believe, on this day. We hadn't really planned it this way, but God had a plan. He knew this date would come, that we would celebrate setting us free, while at the same time He's working in the hearts of those who wish to go and share His word in Mexico. But the invitation is to all of us, both as we send and as we go out into our week. So we first praise Him. We worship Him. We sing, "Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing." Let's do that now.